From the files of Jonathan Shade. The barrel of a gun looks a lot bigger when it's pointed at your face. It's also not what you'd expect to see right after you jump through time, but we'll get to that. The smell of talcum powder assaulted my nostrils, and gaslight from a small lamp reflected off the barrel of the gun my friend Brand aimed at me. Since we're dealing with time travel, let's back up a few seconds before the gun was pulled. King Tut's widow held one of my arms while Kelly held my other. We were yanked from ancient Egypt to 1877. The room spun, throwing off my balance, and I dropped to my knees. As I shook my head to reorient myself, Anka Senemun puked on my shirt sleeve, adding yet another aroma to the room's fragrance. What can I tell you? Time travel can be nauseating. My head spun a bit, but I was otherwise fine in spite of my over-assaulted olfactory senses. Kelly glared at Brand.
"Please tell me that's not your great-great-grandmother you're sleeping with," she said.
The old woman sat up and pulled the covers to her chest. She fumed and shoved at Brand.
"Edward," she said, "kill them."
Brand pointed the gun at me, and he didn't seem to know who I was. "Well, this should be fun," I said, thinking he'd at least recognize my voice. Brand's finger twitched against the trigger, started to tighten, but then Kelly snatched the gun from his hand. I was so glad she was beside me at that moment. I'd faced off against an Egyptian god only minutes before, and I felt the adrenaline crash coming on hard. I doubt I could have reacted fast enough to save my own ass. Kelly rushed forward and punched Brand in the nose.
"What the hell is wrong with you?" she asked.
The gaslight cast dark shadows as Brand rubbed his face. The old woman pulled the blanket up higher to keep herself covered, but Brand rolled out of bed. I wished he would have dressed first. Anka Senemun retched again, and I felt that about summed up my thoughts on seeing Brand naked.
"I think you broke my nose," he said.
"I doubt it," Kelly said.
"I didn't hit you that hard. Answer my question." "Where did you come from?" the old woman asked.
I sighed, stood up, and glanced at the vomit on my sleeve. I need a new shirt. I still held the crook of flail I'd taken from Osiris. They didn't seem to have any power in them, but they looked pretty cool.
"Where the hell did you come from?" she asked again, her eyes wide.
I turned to look at her. I took a deep breath to try and perk myself back up. All I really wanted to do right then was lie down and take a nap.
"Egypt," I said.
Then I looked at Brand and pointed the crook in his direction. "Dude, you have some splaining to do."
"I beg your pardon?" Brand said.
"That's not Brand," I said. Kelly stared into Brand's eyes. She shook her head.
"Possession?" she asked. "Grandma called him Edward." "That is my Edward now," the woman said.
Brand looked around him and didn't say anything. "Possession is our best-case scenario," I said. "Keep him there."
"You got it," Kelly said.
I walked around the bed, placed the crook and flail on a dresser, and sat down next to the old woman. "Sorceress or witch?" I asked, trying to stifle a yawn.
"Whatever do you mean? How dare you intrude into my bedroom?"
Yeah. If you hadn't seen magic before, you'd probably be speechless about now. I don't feel like playing games with you. Just answer me." She hesitated. "Okay, let's just get this over with." I pulled the Glock from my shoulder holster and aimed it at her head. While it certainly didn't look like a cult peacemaker, it was obviously a gun.
"Witch," she said.
That wasn't so hard now, was it? I kept the gun pressed to her temple. "Clearly not a Wiccan, so you're practicing the dark arts." She leaned her head away from me, fear in her eyes.
"Only to get my love back."
"Edward?"
"Why should I talk to you? You're just going to kill me."
"I don't feel like killing anyone right now. Can we handle this like adults?"
"You're the one with the gun," she said.
She had a point. I put the gun away. It wasn't loaded because I'd emptied it into an Egyptian god. Alas, I didn't have my pack with me, so I didn't have any way to reload. She didn't know that, of course. "Better?" I asked. She nodded. "Have you drawn up any energy, or do you need help from hex bags and such?" I would have given a sniff to the air, but the vomit on my sleeve kept me breathing through my mouth. She gave me a confused look. I gave her a smile.